This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
It's one of our favourite times of the week. Dan from the Adelaide Mail, South Australia's other fake news source. How is the fake news this week?
Good. And this is one of our least favourite times of the week. So there we go.
I feel that slap in the face, cold and hard.
Did you know that Dan's also a bit of a stylist?
What?
Yeah. Oh. You've just been posting such good content lately on your Instagram account of your home, and I just feel like, wow, you've got so many talents.
The Adelaide Mail pays really well, I must say.
Kill him with flattery so that he doesn't besmirch Power FM while he's in this segment.
Exactly. You don't need any more articles written about you in the Adelaide Mail.
Yeah, this is true. Look, let's get into it. So after promoting, goodwill between ourselves and Victoria, our neighbours have stolen yet another idea from us this week.
Exactly. They're always stealing from us, whether it be our best footy players or the Grand Prix. It
right.
still hurts a lot of us. Or as Molly calls it, the Grand Prix, obviously.
Every week.
Every week. No, they stole the Grand Prix from us, and now they've stolen another South Australian idea of cancelling a motor race. So, it just needs to be stopped, really.
Get your own ideas, Victoria. Bloody hell. Now, Cabaret Festival Ambassador Alan Cumming angered some locals this week after first saying that his experience here led to him thinking that maybe we didn't deserve our livability rank, and then after saying that we were all a touch sensitive as to how we reacted. Are South Aussies sensitive, Dan?
Yes, absolutely, and that's probably why we need to be higher on the livability ranking. Look, we said it's a good place to live, not a great place to visit, so I don't know what he's going about. His comments are completely valid. If you're going to get your stuff stolen, that's on you as a visitor, not as a resident. And that's why it's so great to live here, because you can steal things from people touring.
Very good. So after months of scanning in the bloody QR checking blah, blah system.
Oh, stop it.
Calm down.
What's your problem this morning?
Sorry, it's
Adelaide
just...
Hills girl coming out here.
Correct. Just a long name. The way it's been worded is...
What, QR? How is that long?
QR code check-in system. It's too much.
Oh, Molly, come on.
Look, it's finally come in handy. I mean, good name, bad name. We have needed it. But how is all the check-in going at your office? Can you tell us about that?
Well, quite frankly, our office has been vacant for some time. If you check AdelaideMail.com recently, we haven't been doing much. So who knows who's been checking in there, really? I guess we could probably go check the files a bit later. Maybe Alan Cumming was there trying to get an exclusive interview about how devastating this city is to him, maybe. I don't know.
I like the fact that you do visit once a week to just man the switchboards and take our call, Dan.
Exactly.
Now, a small protest went down this week in Normanville with some locals upset about what they're calling a Gold Coast-style development. Are we getting a Wet and Wild on the Fluorio, Dan?
Look, I've been to Normanville and I've been to the Gold Coast, and let me tell you, it will take a lot of work to make Normanville as awful as the Gold Coast, to be honest with you. And look, for a place that thinks Yankalilla is the big smoke, I don't think... Normanville have too much to worry about in terms of development.
As long as you don't build a second story, you're all okay.
Now, you guys have revealed the state's biggest TikTok stars, and some snack fans will be happy with the results.
Yeah, absolutely. So we decided that TikTok, the social media app, doesn't need any sort of, those creators don't deserve any sort of attention outside of the app because, quite frankly, it's awful. But what is great is the TikTok biscuits. So you
Hell yes.
The TikTok biscuits in a
so
classic
good.
Bait and switch Adelaide Mail article, which you can check out at adelaidemail.com.
Can you give us a bit of insight who came number one?
Oh, who came number one? Well, it was the yellow TikTok coming in at number one. Once again, drawing many complaints from many... Once again, far too sensitive South Australians.
Bloody hell.
I like a yellow TikTok.
Yeah,
they're my favourite.
Dan, just to finish off, in the previous weeks, we have charged Molly Rose with writing an article for the Adelaide Mail. Molly, can you give us an update as to where you're at?
Yeah, I can. It's in the draft phase.
Right.
But I'm having a moment where I'm doubting if I'm even funny.
Come on. Don't. We're not even funny. We're banking on this article for content.
I asked
Do you have
Damon,
a headline?
But I don't want to reveal it until I'm certain on it, because the headline's what I'm struggling with the most.
Dan, do you have these moments of self-reflection and doubt?
There are, like, every article we publish, we're like, You know, sometimes we even doubt if it makes sense, which a lot of them don't, to be honest with you, and we get told quite quickly, so it's good.
Well, Molly will be squirreling away while the news continues to roll at adelaidemail.com. You can check them out Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Dan, we'll do it again next week.
Let's do it. Molly, we want that article.
Yeah, deadlines.
Come on.
Yeah.
Deadlines.